FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Cooperative Governance MEC Thulasizwe Buthelezi has initiated forensic investigations into the Msundusi, Kwadukuza and Nongoma municipalities. The probes will be under Section 106 of the Municipal Systems Act. It stipulates that the MEC is obligated to conduct an investigation after receiving allegations of maladministration, fraud and corruption within a municipality. Buthelezi says he's received claims of a flagrant abuse of taxpayers' money and a lack of service delivery.
But also some of the allegations include abuse of municipal assets, high levels of political instability, political interference in procurement, a lack of consequence management, violations of the supply chain management regulations. I will be introducing these investigation teams led by serious investigators to these three municipalities.
The MEC also says the latest municipal audit outcomes have revealed a profound breach of public trust and a betrayal of the province's communities. The Auditor General has found that the province's municipalities spent over 9 billion rand irregularly, fruitlessly and wastefully in 2023-2024.
What this means is that you have 3.7 billion rand in unauthorized expenditure, we have 5.7 billion rand in irregular expenditure, and we have 272 million rand in fruitless and wasteful expenditure.
Well, stormy weather is on the way with a level 4 warning in place for most of KZN this afternoon. The south coast is on orange level 6. The South African Weather Service says we can expect heavy rains, possible hail, strong damaging winds and severe lightning. MEC Buthelezi has this plea for citizens.
The most important precaution is for people to stay indoors, and for those who have built along the riverbanks, really to move away because there is a danger for flooding.
SADC has decided to end its military deployment to the Eastern DRC. The 16-nation regional bloc held a virtual summit today to discuss the conflict. Newswatch's Celu Musa Zulu reports.
The SADC mission, semi-DRC, was sent to the region in December 2023 to help the government of the DRC, a SADC member, restore peace and security. Clashes with M23 rebels in January saw SADC losing 18 troops. 14 were South African soldiers and the other troops were from Malawi and Tanzania. Calls have been mounting in South Africa for the soldiers still in the DRC to be withdrawn, with reports that they were confined to their base by M23 fighters. SADC says it has given a directive for the start of a phased withdrawal of troops. The M23 has seized swathes of the mineral-rich and volatile eastern DRC, including the key cities of Goma and Bukavu, since January. Celu Musa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
And former German Chancellor Angela Merkel has denied claims she covered up an intelligence report concluding that a Chinese laboratory leak was the likely source of the COVID-19 pandemic. Two newspapers are reporting that the country's Federal Intelligence Service judged the probability of a Wuhan lab leak being responsible for the pandemic to be between 80 and 95%. Durban 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 25.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Man United coach Ruben Amorim is urging his players to prove Jim Ratcliffe wrong after the club's co-owner said that they were overpaid and not good enough. The Tuskers chasing a second trophy this season when they host the Division 2 One Day Cup final tomorrow. And Jordan Spieth has an early share for the lead at the Players' Championship.